This is for a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm going to discuss with you, brothers and sisters, the social effects of fasting. We have already discussed some of the merits, some of the virtues, and some of the important advantages of fasting and the benefits of fasting in the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, in this episode, we will try to focus on the social effects of fasting, or perhaps if we have time, inshallah, we will also discuss with you the medical effects of fasting. Now, when it comes to the social effects of fasting, of course, the social effects are evident. Fasting actually imparts the message of equality amongst the individuals of the society. Fasting suggests that we are all equal in the eyes of Allah. We are all supposed to fast. We are all supposed, whether we are rich, we are poor, whether we are affluent, or whether we have nothing, we are all supposed to abstain from eating and drinking, from sexual activity, no matter what our body desires. So we are equal in the eyes of Allah. By acting upon this religious obligation, by fasting, of course, the affluent ones not only get first-hand experience of the hungry and the impoverished ones of the society, but economizing on their daily food also serves to benefit them, you know. And of course, it is possible to draw the attention of the affluent ones towards the state of the hungry and the deprived ones by describing their conditions to them. Let's have a break. We will be back.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
People who are rich, people who are affluent, they come to learn, they come to realize that they have a responsibility, they have a duty to fulfill towards the impoverished members of society. They have a duty towards the people who have nothing to eat, who have no food to eat and nothing to survive. And of course, if the rich people come to realize their responsibility, understand what poverty and what hunger means, this is going to have an impact on the entire society. The entire society will gradually change. The rich will reach out to the poor and will help them. You know, if this aspect of fasting were to be experienced physically, the effects would be all the more noticeable. The fasting provides a personal experience to this important social issue. That's the point. It is for this reason that it has been narrated that when Hisham ibn al-Hakam sought to know the reason for the legislation of fasting, Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam replied to this companion of himself that fasting has been made obligatory in order to establish equality between the rich and the poor. The rich experience the pangs of hunger and thus fulfill their obligations with respect to the poor. So this is one of the reasons why fasting, for example, has been made obligatory on every individual, on every member of the society. Dear brothers and sisters, let's understand that usually the rich can attain whatever they covet, whatever they desire, whatever they wish for, because they have the means to live with. And Allah desires that there exists equality between His servants, you know, making the rich experience hunger, pain, and trouble so that they may exhibit mercy upon the hungry and the destitute. Dear brothers and sisters, this is one of the merits, this is one of the virtues of fasting. If the wealthy nations of the world were to fast for just a few days in the year, and of course experience the pangs of hunger, would there still exist any hungry people in the world? Of course not, you know. Many of us do not, realize the importance of the blessings, the food, the drink that we have at our disposal. We can reach out to the poor by giving a portion of our wealth to them. And of course, this month of Ramadan has the impact on our emotion, on our body, on our physical desire. And it makes us, you know, think about the poor, makes us feel their pains, the pain of the poor people, and makes us feel our duty and realize our duty towards the poor and the indigent people. A very important impact that we can expect. Now, fasting does not have only, you know, physical impacts. It has also medical effects.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
The miraculous effect of abstinence from food and other activities in curing various diseases has been established in modern time. It is a fact which cannot be denied, and it would be hard pressed to find a doctor who does not refer to this fact in the course of his writings. We all know that the cause of a great number of diseases is extravagance in the consumption of various types of food. We eat different kinds of food without caring, without taking into consideration the harmful impact of eating too much. Or we have, for example, we eat and eat and eat, and without understanding that eating or overeating at least can destroy our health. And we have, for example, the sedentary lifestyle. Many of us do not move. We do not, work. We are in the habit of eating and not doing anything. So at the end of the day, we see that eating has damaged our health. And, you know, by fasting, we regain our health. And this is because of the fact that we stop eating. We do not eat for, let's say, for 10 hours, for 15 hours. And some people do not eat for 20 hours. So imagine how tremendous, how great the impact of not eating and abstention or abstinence is. Those people who eat and do not fast, they have the unabsorbed components of food accumulated in their body. They have fat, they have, you know, harmful particles at various locations within their body. And it remains within their blood. Those particles remain in their blood as fat, as sugar, you know. And of course, these superfluous components between the muscles of the body are in fact the perfect breeding ground for microbes, for infections, for diseases. And in this state, the best way to combat these diseases is to do away with these breeding grounds by means of abstinence, by means of fasting. And fasting is the only cure to destroy the fat, to remove the fat. Fasting helps a person burn some calories and burn some fat, and lose weight and also regain his health and cleanse his body from microbes, from things which are definitely harmful to the human body. And that's all for this episode. Dear brothers and sisters, we will discuss further benefits of fasting in the following episode. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash. Every word I share.